some activists in Britain are determined to make sure the public never forgets what they were promised. In 2016, some British politicians made rosy predictions. They said if Britain just voted to leave the European Union, the move would be easy and profitable. Now that Britain is struggling to find any agreement to leave at all, activists are posting those old predictions on billboards. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
So it's about 6 o'clock in the morning here in West London, and there are these three dads. They're working on a project to put up billboards. It's a group, they call themselves Led by Donkeys. It's a British expression for incompetent leadership. And the billboard going up at the moment looks like a screenshot of a tweet quoting an arch-Brexiteer. Now, one of these guys, his name is Chris, he says this whole thing is about government accountability.
It really started off as a project to expose the outrageous lies of some of the politicians who are pushing this whole Brexit project. And we just started out pasting up a few of these designed as tweets, and then the public decided they wanted to see dozens and dozens of them, so we raised this money, and now we're putting them up all over the country to remind people of what our leaders said a couple years ago when this whole Brexit thing kicked off.
These guys, they've raised more than $180,000 in a crowdfunding campaign to put up these billboards around the UK, but they don't want to use their full names, and the reason is because in the past they actually commandeered billboards illegally. They're afraid they could be prosecuted. Now, one of the activists, his name is Richard. He says they're doing this whole thing because they feel that back in 2016, British voters were conned.
They were promised a utopia where the European Union would crumble before our awesome negotiating power and all of the problems of Britain would disappear. So we feel we're kind of performing a public information service.
Now, the kinds of quotes that they're putting up include this one from 2016. It's from a Brexiteer named Sir John Redwood, Member of Parliament, and this is what he said. Getting out of the EU can be quick and easy. The UK holds most of the cards in any negotiation. Well, that's proved not to be true at all. In fact, after 2 years of negotiation, the EU very much has the upper hand. The British Parliament so hates the deal the EU has given them that they voted it down by a historic margin. But I was also wondering, you know, in the age of digital politics, why put up billboards? Now, this is what Chris said.
There's something about that digital news cycle where all these kind of untruths and lies just fly past you and you forget about them. So we thought if we put them up in the real world, you kind of have to stand there and look at them and digest them.
The next station is Walthamstow Central.
So I wanted to see if this really works. So I took the tube across town over here to northeast London. And this is where I ran into Jordan Johnson. He just rolled up on a skateboard. And I asked Jordan to read the quote on the billboard, which is from Boris Johnson, no relation, who's a member of parliament and like a big Brexiteer.
There is no plan for no deal because we're going to get a great deal.
Is the United Kingdom getting a great deal from the EU right now?
Not at all. Not a great deal. I would not call it that. The promises have most definitely not come true. We are so, like, patriotic that we didn't even think of, like, backup plan, what could go wrong, them kind of things.
Now, what do you think that the whole idea of this Led by Donkeys campaign?
This campaign is, I think, it's brilliant, because whether you agree with it or you disagree with it, it'll get you to think.
Others don't like the campaign. There's one billboard that quotes Jacob Rees-Mogg, he's also a big Brexiteer, member of parliament, saying back in 2011 that he would support a second Brexit referendum, which he now publicly says he's very much against. Now, Jacob Rees-Mogg actually says he never backed such a vote in the first place, and the quote is really selective, way out of context. Back in West London, David Wood, he's a worker, he's pasting up the latest billboard. But he hasn't been paying much attention to it, and the reason is, like a lot of people here in the UK, he's sick of Brexit. He also doesn't believe there should be a second referendum on the grounds that earlier voters were misled.
We've already voted once, and we voted to leave, and it was democratically done. Just because they don't like it doesn't mean we should have another one.
Led by Donkeys plans to use all this crowdfunding money to put up at least 150 billboards around the country, and what they hope is, in the rush of the digital age, people will actually stop and look and think about what the politicians promised, what's actually happened, and hold their elected officials accountable. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.